views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Thanks for being here. I'm Benjamin Fuchs, pharmacist Benjamin Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado. Sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, taking your calls as we always do on Youngevity's Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 831-685-1080. And 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We want to hear from you today. We want to help you get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and all the folks at Youngevity. Good afternoon to you. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But, of course, it does need the raw material to do its work. The raw material we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. No longer is it possible, unfortunately, to get everything you need from the food you eat. It is, of course, important to eat correctly. And as Hippocrates said many years ago, let food be thy medicine and let medicine be thy food. We certainly believe in that adage, but unfortunately the way we process our food and grow our food, in addition to our 21st century fast-paced lifestyle, all of these factors conspire to make it very difficult to get what we need from our food. Thus, the very critical nature of getting yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. Well, I got some sad news yesterday. A good friend of mine passed away, Tommy Cole. I want to dedicate the show to Tommy. Tommy was 42 years old, and he died of a heart attack. And it made me think, you know, when we think of heart disease, which, by the way, is the leading cause of death in this country, when we think of heart disease, we don't often think of folks in their 40s, but that's about the time heart disease begins to kick in, and it certainly is not an unusual thing for somebody to die of a heart attack at age 42, as shocking as it may sound. And that makes it extra important that we begin to pay attention to our lifestyle. Certainly, the number one cause of heart disease, is lifestyle choices. And lifestyle choices, of course, mean lack of exercise, and exercise is one of the most important things we can do to stay healthy. Lifestyle choices also involve poor dietary choices and lowering your carbohydrate load and restricting the amount of sugars that you eat. And sugars are bread and pasta and fruit juice, as well as cakes and pastries and candies, of course. Restricting the amount of sugars you eat is also a critical part of maintaining good heart health. But then you have to also pay attention to nutritional supplementation. Nutritional supplementation for the heart takes several avenues of approach. Number one, you can take in nutritional supplements that protect your sugar system. And when I talk about your sugar system, I'm referring primarily to the hormone insulin, which is the hormone that helps regulate sugar. And taking care of the sugar system can really be accomplished in very large part by making sure you're getting in correct trace nutritional supplements. And Dr. Wallach has been talking about this for many years. In fact, Youngevity's got a wonderful product that we don't talk about a lot, and that's called the Sweeties product. The Sweeties product is made with chromium and vanadium. Chromium and vanadium are singularly important when it comes to protecting the blood sugar system. Both of these nutrients are very helpful for strengthening insulin. And when I talk about strengthening insulin, I mean potentizing it, making it a more powerful hormone so your body does not have to secrete as much of it. And this is a very important point because insulin has other roles to play in the body, and its primary role to play involves aging. Aging of the cardiovascular system, aging of cells, and whenever you have elevated insulin levels, you also have accelerated aging. Insulin also is involved in fat storage. So whenever your insulin levels are high, that means you're going to be fatter. In fact, you can tell if your insulin levels are high if you're starting to get a little bit of a pouch, a little beer belly, so to speak. Beer, of course, is a carbohydrate, and beer belly is aptly named because that beer belly is the result of elevated insulin levels, primarily from too much carbohydrate. So strengthening your insulin, potentizing your insulin, will allow your body to not have to secrete as much insulin. And there are wonderful nutrients for strengthening your insulin. Chromium and vanadium stand out in importance when it comes to strengthening insulin. That's why after every meal, especially carbohydrate-rich meals that involve breads and pastas and potatoes and rice and cereal, you want to be making sure you're taking your Youngevity Sweet Ease product. And you don't have to be a diabetic, by the way, to benefit from Sweet Ease. Chromium and vanadium are two very important minerals that most of us don't get enough of. And chromium is involved in blood pressure issues. Chromium, of course, is involved in helping strengthening insulin. Chromium is involved in helping with blood fats. So it may be one way that you can help lower your cholesterol levels. So everybody benefits from Youngevity Sweet Ease, which is a very important point. We all benefit from nutritional supplementation. I don't care how healthy you think you are, you can benefit from getting on Youngevity's nutritional supplement program. In fact, if you're healthy, you want to make extra sure that you're taking the Youngevity supplements, because probably that means you're out there working out and you're exercising, which means you're burning up nutrients at a good clip. So Youngevity's Sweet Ease is a great way to make sure you protect your heart, because it'll help protect your insulin system. Of course, another way to protect your heart and another way to protect your insulin system is to take the mineral magnesium. Magnesium is extremely heart-friendly. In fact, it's so heart-friendly that if you, God forbid, were to get wheeled into the emergency room with a heart attack, they'd probably put magnesium right into your heart, injectable, right into your heart. Yet magnesium is one of those minerals that most of us are deficient in, and you especially need magnesium if you're taking calcium. Calcium and magnesium go together. Magnesium also acts as a laxative. Magnesium is a muscle relaxant. Magnesium can help you sleep at night. Magnesium can lower your blood pressure. Magnesium helps your insulin. Magnesium helps your heart, on and on and on. And that's just another example of the multifaceted benefits that you get from each of these nutritional supplements. You'll get magnesium in several of the Youngevity products. The OsteoMag product has got magnesium in it. And, of course, the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine are also good sources of heart-friendly magnesium. And then you don't want to forget about your good fats. That is your essential fatty acids. Extremely important for cardiovascular health, especially your omega-3 fats. Of course, you know that your essential fatty acids or good fats come in two varieties, omega-6 and omega-3. You need them both, omega-6 and omega-3. You will get them both in Youngevity's Ultimate EFA Plus E, one of my favorite of the Youngevity products. Side effect, side benefit of the Ultimate EFA Plus E, when you take them for your heart, your skin will be soft and smooth as well. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. We're taking your calls at 831-685-1080. Or 888-379-2552, toll free. Don't go away. We're coming back right after this break on the ZBS Radio Network.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Ugh, need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Okay.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben here. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, toll free. 888-379-2552, toll free if you've got questions about your prescription drugs. Or if you've got questions about health and nutrition, about nutritional supplementation, about the longevity products, we're here to help you out. We want to get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and the folks at Longevity. I'll be sitting in for the next, 40 minutes or so with my good friend, Doug Winfrey. Greetings, Doug.
How are you, Doc? Or Ben?
I'm Ben, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
Force a habit. I say that 300 sometimes a year.
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear.
Thanks for asking. I wanted to mention the new skincare line Longevity's had.
Oh, yeah.
I got a fast blast or an email about Nuvante, and I did a little bit of research. Very nice product line, I have to say. A lot of things, you know, the skincare business, you know I'm in the skincare business. That's
how
I make a lot of my money. And so I always look at skincare companies with interest. And I have to say, Nuvante has got some pretty good stuff. And that's one of the neat things about Longevity. We don't talk a lot about the business side of things. But, you know, Longevity's got some great products, and they certainly do some great work in the nutritional supplement field. But if you want to just make some money, man, that's not a bad company to join up with.
And it's a great company.
Yeah, if you're listening out there and you want to participate. It's a debt-free company.
That's right.
And you know what? It's not because they do a heck of a lot of marketing either. It's because they've got great products and a great message, and great people are involved with it as well. So if you're out there listening and you're not part of the Longevity family, that may be something that you want to think about. So look for a Longevity rep. I'm sure they can help you out. But I did want to mention that Nuvante skincare line.
Yeah, that's good to mention.
It's good stuff.
Because that's real new, too. That's just
a couple weeks old, huh?
About the last week or so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to talk today about something that you've talked about quite a bit in the past, but we haven't visited this subject in a short, at least in the last few months, and this has to do with plastics.
Ah.
And this is an ABC News story where the headline is, "Scientists fear chemical in plastic could be harmful."
Big time.
Yeah, the subheader.
One chemical?
It's a chemical called, bisphenol A, or yes. It's referred to as BPA.
Yes.
And it's considered to be heinous enough that the city of San Francisco has actually banned it as of last month. And so any bottles or toys or anything that's made with this, and apparently it usually is indicated on the product itself with a number 7. So if you've got anything that's a number 7 product, this is exactly what we're talking about. And they've actually banned these. And if you've got these kind of things on your store shelves, you have to replace it as soon as possible if you're selling things in the city of San Francisco. And, of course, the American Plastics Council and the FDA say that BPA is safe.
Of course.
However, there is a researcher by the name of Frederick Vom Saul. He is a biology professor at the University of Missouri at Columbia. And apparently when he was doing some studies on fetal development, he found that BPA passed through the protective placenta from mother to baby, mimicking the hormone estrogen.
Well,
he said it's as if we're all walking around with a sex hormone patch on.
I'm telling you, it's so funny you say that because when by the time you read about something in the newspaper, folks in the know, that is biochemists and researchers, have known about it for a lot of years. And, sometimes I feel like I'm some kind of prophet when I talk about these things, and then 10 years later, it makes it to the newspapers. But I'm not. A lot of the things that we know in the world of chemistry and in the world of research, it's just not out in the public domain yet. And I personally have made it my professional mission, as well as my personal mission and my spiritual mission, to kind of bring people the news before it makes it into USA Today. And we've been talking about BPA. I've been talking about BPA for many years because I've known about the problems associated with BPA for many years because there have been studies done on it for decades, literally decades. In fact, back almost 10 years ago, there was a famous case of a laboratory accident that happened at Case Western University in Cleveland, where a laboratory assistant mistakenly cleaned the cages of animals with a detergent that was a fluoride detergent. And the plastics in the cages reacted to the detergent and leached something into the animal's food and the water, and nearly half of the animal's babies, the offspring of the babies, had chromosome abnormalities. And they did some research on what was going on, and that's when they found BPA in the animal's waters. And it turns out that we've known about this problem for many years. They did studies after that on BPA, and they found that it altered the development of the babies of these animals. They had reproductive abnormalities at very, very tiny concentrations. These compounds are chemical analogs of human hormones, especially human growth hormones, and they are a big, big problem. There's many ways, however. The good news is there's many ways to protect yourself from BPA and these artificial hormones. Xenohormones is the technical name. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, toll free. We are coming back right after this on the ZBS Radio Network.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes, not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. And taking your calls, as we always do, at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080, that's your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We're talking a little bit about xenohormones, fake hormones. Xeno is the Latin prefix for foreign, so foreign hormones, that is hormones that look like the kind that your body makes, but aren't quite exactly the same. We're talking a little bit about an article that came out, a story that came out about San Francisco banning a specific kind of hormone that's found, a xenohormone that's found in plastics. We are taking your calls on anything you want to talk about, but if you want to chime in on this subject, we'd like to hear from you. I was telling you off during the break, Doug, I gave a talk a couple years ago in San Francisco, actually, and I talked about this issue of xenohormones for a bunch of industry professionals in the skincare business. I talked about the xenohormones, fake hormones that are found in sunscreen products. Sunscreens are a notorious source of these fake hormones. That's one of the reasons why I tell folks to be extremely careful about sunscreens. There's other reasons, but that's one reason. And I remember a lady standing up and just chewing me out, yelling at me. She was apoplectic. She was shaking. She was so mad because I had the nerve to tell people to be very careful about their sunscreens, only use sunblocks, and explain this whole xenoestrogenic concept.
Accusing you of giving people skin cancer for not putting on the products.
That's exactly right. She was accusing me of giving people skin cancer. By the way, folks, to this day, we have not linked melanoma with the sun. People still don't have that connection made, and the evidence is goes either way. So don't feel like if you're not using a sunscreen, you're increasing your rate of skin cancer. That's another story. We can talk about that another time. But what I want to say is I started to talk to the lady. I kind of tried to calm her down, and it turns out, of course, she worked for the sunscreen industry. And that was her vested interest. And she actually had me, forced me to go get a bunch of evidence and a bunch of literature, which I dutifully sent out to her. Of course, never heard back from her. Still haven't heard back from her. So anyway, that's an interesting story about how vested interests are vested interests. Because as you pointed out, Doug, the plastics industry has a reply to this story. And of course, what is the reply? Same thing we heard from the tobacco industry for many years, right?
Yeah, actually, there's a gentleman by the name of Steve Hinges, and he goes on to say, says even a low-dose studies use of BPA levels that are too high to represent real-world situations. He says you would have to consume more than 500 pounds of food or drink in contact with BPA in order to exceed the EPA's acceptable dose.
Well, first of all, EPA's acceptable dose is another issue about that.
Right, but I just wanted to point out that he is a chemist, but he is the director of the American Plastics Council, so a little bit of a vested interest there.
Well, you know, the fact remains that in 2005, a group of 120 scientists that met in Prague issued a warning to all governments talking about this is a quote from the study, by the way. Serious concerns about the high prevalence of reproductive disorders in European boys and young men, and these health scientists specifically identified these xenoestrogen chemicals as the prime suspect for the epidemic of these abnormalities. And there are tremendous reproductive abnormalities being seen worldwide today. An estimated 40% increase. This is from Pediatrics, a study that was done in Pediatrics that said that since the 1960s, there's been an estimated 40% increase in male infants born in Europe and the United States with abnormal genitalia and symptoms of feminization. And then there's other studies that talk about that as well. At least 10% of all couples in the United States are unable to conceive, and that number is increasing. A 400% increase in tubal pregnancies are reported among women. In vitro fertilization clinics throughout the country are reporting a huge spike in abnormal embryos, on and on and on. It's a big problem, folks, and a lot of it has to do with these gender-bending chemicals, but there are fortunately things we can do about it, and we'll talk about that when we come back from break. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, or 888-379-2552. If you'd like to chime in, we want to hear from you. If you've got questions, we want to hear from you as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey, and we're coming back on the ZBS Radio Network right after this break.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, We can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up.
With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben here. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080. That is your priority line number. If you'd like to speak to us today, we want to hear from you. Also, of course, toll free, 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. We're talking about gender benders. That is specifically xenoestrogens, these fake hormones that are found throughout nature. And we are talking about plastics. Some of them occur in plastics, of course, but of course they occur in other places as well. The birth control pill is a classic xenoestrogen. Certain herbs like soy can have some xenoestrogenic properties, and lots of chemicals like preservatives and other drugs can also have xenoestrogenic effects. So what can you do about these xenoestrogens? Well, first of all, you want to minimize your contact with these xenoestrogens. That's the best thing that you can do. But you can also protect yourself in certain ways. One of the best ways you can protect yourself is to make sure that you're getting good nutrition, especially your good fats and your B vitamins. Both of those can help, and detoxifying nutrients like magnesium and selenium can also be helpful as well. So once again, we find that you can protect yourself from a lot of the things that are out there by making sure that you get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and the folks at Youngevity. Now, we're talking about the sun protection, and Doug, during the break, you mentioned a new sun-protecting agent that just came out, and you were talking about full-spectrum Antelios XX, you mentioned?
Yeah, the FDA has approved the multi-spectrum sunscreens, and it's going to be sold under a brand name of Antelios SX. The product name is Mexoral SX.
Now, I want to be clear here. Mexoral and Antelios XX is not a full spectrum. It's a UVA blocker, so that it blocks one of the sun rays. It doesn't block them all. The big problem, of course, is that most sunscreen agents only block UVB. They don't block UVA. You have three main, just to briefly review for our listeners, you have three main sun rays, UVA, UVB, and UVC. They're all problematic, but UVB is the only one that causes burning, so most sun protecting agents block UVB. They don't want people to burn, which is all good and well. The problem is that you're still going to get contact with UVA, which is extremely toxic in terms of aging, and a UVC, which is extremely problematic in terms of cancer. So that protecting yourself from UVB is only one third of the equation when it comes to protecting yourself from the sun. You need to protect yourself from UVA, UVB, and UVC. To compound matters, to make things worse, UVB is the ray that gives you vitamin D. So the more sun protection the higher your sun protection factor, or the more UVB protection you use, the less vitamin D you're going to make. So we've got several problems here. In fact, there was a class action lawsuit that we talked about a few months ago, actually about a year ago, I think, where somebody sued some of these sunscreen manufacturers because they were misleading folks into believing they could protect themselves from aging by using a high SPF product. Not the case. So I guess now the FDA and the drug companies, the sunscreen manufacturing companies, have come up with a way to block UVA. Of course, this is just another gender-bending chemical. The Mexoral is another one of those xenoestrogenic chemicals, and you now have another way that you can put chemical stuff on your skin. Well, folks, if you want to protect yourself from the sun, you don't need a toxic chemical to do it. Zinc oxide is wonderfully protective. It blocks UVA and UVB and UVC. And not only that, but it actually contains zinc, which is a wonderful way to help heal your skin. You can use zinc oxide not only to protect yourself from UVA, UVB, and UVC, but also you can put it right on your sunburn, or you can put it on your acne, or you can put it on your psoriasis or your eczema and get wonderful benefits and wonderful healing results. But of course, the best way to protect yourself from the sun is not topical protection, but internal protection. Most especially making sure that you get yourself the right balance of fats, that is omega-6 to omega-3. One of the big problems we have in our country today is the wrong balance of fats. So getting about 3 parts omega-6 to 1 part omega-3 is one of the best ways to protect yourself from the sun. And of course, nature's own sun-protecting chemicals that are found in vegetables, the pigments in vegetables. Okay, we're going to come back and take your calls and continue talking about this subject. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number. 888-379-2552. Toll free. Don't go away. We are coming back.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals, along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
If
Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben here. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080. That is your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Toll free if you've got questions about prescription drugs, about the longevity line of nutritional supplements, or general health care questions. We want to hear from you today. I'll be sitting in for the next 20 minutes or so, so if you want to get on board, now's the time to do it. And what do you say? Anything else we want to talk about here?
Let's head to some calls.
Okay, let's go to the calls. Who's first there, Doug?
Let's head to North California and Athena. You're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Athena.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Where are you in Northern California?
Chico.
Chico. I love that area. Is it 100 degrees there, too?
Oh, it's so hot.
Oh,
but it's beautiful.
It is
beautiful. Place, yeah.
Well, you know, Athena was the Greek goddess of wisdom, right?
Yes.
Is that you, Athena?
Trying to obtain that the older I get.
Okay. Well, yeah. Maybe let's see how we can help add to your wisdom here.
Well, this is perfect timing. I just received a phone call from a friend who's in Hong Kong, and his daughter has an acute ear infection, inner ear.
How old is the daughter?
She's 4 years old, and she weighs 40 pounds. And so he's also an acupuncturist, and he's very into, you know, alternative healing as well.
Okay. First thing about ear infections is that I think about is food allergies, especially if there's associated eczema or if the skin conditions or if the child simply has runny noses all the time or any of those things. I think of food allergies, especially milk. That's usually the big culprit, but soy can be a problem, and also grains can be a problem, and then miscellaneous things like eggs or peanuts or any tree nuts. But the first thing I think about is milk. It's a very common allergy for children. Children's immune system and digestive systems typically are a little are not quite as developed. They're a little immature. So chances are that's what's going on, especially if she has chronic ear infections. Now, a neat remedy for ear infections that's a short-term remedy is xylitol, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L, which is nothing more than a sugar, which actually tastes quite good, and you can use it as a sugar. Safe for diabetics, but it has some really neat properties for killing bacteria right in the ear. You can also use SSKI, which is a saturated solution of potassium iodide. They probably sell that over there at drugstores in Hong Kong. I know they do here. Those are two good things that you could do, non-prescription things to do. I really recommend staying away from antibiotics if at all possible.
Okay,
now, if it gets
this is what's going on. They had to take her to the hospital.
Okay.
And they had, now bear with me here because I'm going to have to spell these out. Flagyl, is that correct?
Yeah.
They have her on Flagyl. And then a C-I-P-O-P-A-X-O-M-I-N.
Say it one more time.
It's C-I-P-O-P-A-X-O-M-I-N.
No, you're missing out some letters there. I think it's ciprofloxacin.
Okay, well,
Cipro. It's an antibiotic. Basically, it's an antibiotic.
Okay, but when they inject it into her hand, he said she just screams, almost convulses.
They inject it in her hand.
Well, they're giving it to her over there, I guess, in her hand. Now, I don't know if they're doing something, you know, with an IV, because he called me on a cell phone. He was kind of beside himself. And they were having to take her back to the hospital. And he said the problem is, you know, she's scheduled to have 35 more of these injections.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said it's just heartbreaking.
Bad
because
medicine.
Her eyes just almost rolled back in her head.
Bad.
He said it's the pain when it's going into her hand. I don't know if it's hooking up to some kind of a IV device or not. That I don't know. But he said it's just breaking his heart. Because
I believe it is. No, I wouldn't do it to my baby. I'm not going to tell him what to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell him to contradict what his doctor's saying. But I'll tell you what, my baby doesn't get that. That's for sure. And if he's an acupuncturist, I'm sure he understands.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing to think about is the allergic reactions, milk or soy or grains, the big three, and then also over the counter, if you want to try SSKI, iodine solution. Saturated solution of potassium iodide, or xylitol drops. Those are two things to try. And then I'll tell you what, only as a last resort do you want to put your baby on antibiotics, especially these really harsh ones like Flagyl or Cipro. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling Athena the Wise. Have a great day in Chino.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's terrible, Douglas. A baby like that. Oh, my gosh.
It's just horrible to hear that. I mean, what is 30 or 40 some going around.
She weighs 40 pounds, and they're dosing her with 35 doses of antibiotics. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. You know, sometimes I wonder if medicine in some other countries is a lot worse than it is here, as bad as it is here.
Oh, I believe it is. We get a lot of stories that we talk about on the show where, you know, the instruments are left in and medical mistake. You know, like they had that drug trial over in Britain where a couple of guys died because they OD'd them on some drug.
Is that right?
It was a one of these drug trials where they're paying people to come in and be human guinea pigs. And a couple of the guys, I mean, like, they gave, I think it was six different men these injections. And these guys just, and a couple of the guys got the placebo. So the ones that got the placebo just sat there and watched these other three or four people just go into convulsions. And a couple of them died. One guy went into a coma, was in a coma for 6 weeks or something. When he came out of it, he had all kinds of other medical problems, and all because he was, you know, willing to take like $50 to, you know, get injected with something.
Huh. Have you ever heard of xylitol?
Yes.
A lot of folks are now, and for listeners out there, xylitol is a very safe, extremely safe substance. It's basically sugar. It's found in plants. Most plants and trees produce it, and it's got some really neat health benefits. While other bacteria or other sugars can promote the growth of bacteria, xylitol is actually antibacterial, and it can be used to treat ear infections as well as other bacterial issues. And there's been several nice studies that talk about that. So if your doctor wants to use an antibiotic, you may want to think about xylitol instead. Or, of course, ear infections can often be caused by problems with allergic reactions, especially, as I was saying to Athena, if there's associated eczema or some kind of, or asthma perhaps, or other kind of respiratory or secretory issues, you want to look towards food allergies. Always something good to check out is the digestive system whenever you have chronic infections. Okay, let's see who is next on the line there, Doug.
Let's head to Birmingham, Alabama, and Will, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Will.
Thanks for taking my call, Ben.
What's up?
I've got a three-month-old little girl, and she has what the doctor said is acid reflux. She's nursing. She's not on any formula.
Okay.
And they've provided her with a prescription for Prevacid.
Now, your baby is on, the baby's on, has acid reflux, or the mama?
The baby.
And they put the baby on Prevacid?
She is spitting up excessively.
Oh, my
well, we God. Haven't given it to her yet, but we've just got a prescription.
Okay. Prevacid for our listeners is a drug. It's a heartburn drug. I cannot believe a baby would be put on a heartburn medicine. Babies are very, as I was saying to Athena, babies are typically, their digestive system is immature, so it's not unheard of for a baby to have acid reflux or problems with any problems with the digestive system. First thing, think good bacteria, probiotics. It's probably the most important supplement you could ever give for a baby's digestive problems. Good bacteria, probiotics. American Longevity's got a great one. You may want to talk to your doctor about that. It's called Flora FX, and you'll also find good bacteria in the BioLumen Nightly Essence product. Has got a good source, is a good full spectrum, good bacteria product. Ask your doctor about that as well. That's the first thing when you have problems with acid reflux, whether you're a baby or whether you're an adult. Adults run into problems, heartburn that's associated with lack of good bacteria, as well as babies. The second thing that you may want to think about, and again, for all of these, you want to make sure that this is okay with your physician. If you have a baby who has problems with heartburn, you may want to look at what the baby's eating. If the baby is being, is she on a formula or is she being breastfed? Sir?
Breastfed only.
Okay, she's being breastfed. You may want to look at what the mom's eating. The mom may have something in that she's eating that the baby's having a problem with. If the mom is eating soy, perhaps that could be a problem. See what the mom is eating and kind of modify the mom's diet. That might be a second thing to try. But really, before you go on a prescription drug, I would try all non-prescription routes. First thing I think of with heartburn in a baby is probiotics for good bacteria. And gosh, Prevacid is a toxic drug, and I'd be real careful about that with anybody, but especially with a three-month-old baby. Okay, thanks for calling from Alabama. Hope we helped you. We're coming back. If you're on hold, stay there. And if you'd like to speak to me, got a couple more minutes to chat. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. Pharmacist Ben here, along with Doug Winfrey. We're coming back right after this break. Don't go away.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come down. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. For the slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back for the last time on Dead Doctors Don't Lie, for the last time today anyway. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting with Doug Winfrey for Dr. Wallach today, 831-685-1080. Is your priority line number 888-379-2552, toll free. For our friend in Alabama, if you're still listening there, you know, I want to just emphasize this. It may be that the baby doesn't need to necessarily have anything done. Babies will outgrow their digestive problems. Most of the time, babies will outgrow their digestive problems. So unless the baby is vomiting or absolutely miserable or has problems breathing, or just completely irritable after refusing food after he eats, or has pain swallowing, you may just want to let the baby outgrow it, or do something simple like thickening the baby's breast milk if you putting some thickener in the breast milk, and that might help, or keeping the baby upright after the baby's fed, or as I said, eliminating specific foods. And that can also be a strategy as well. You don't have to feel like just because the baby has reflux that you need to treat it, certainly with drugs, because it may be that the baby will simply outgrow it. It is a normal thing that a lot of babies have. Almost half of babies have gastric reflux problems up to the age of 3 months, spitting back up and things like that. So you don't feel like you absolutely need to treat it, or certainly that you need to treat it with prescription drugs. Okay, got a couple more minutes to talk to you. 831-685-1080. Or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Who's next there, Douglas?
Let's head to Santa Cruz, California, and Ron, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, how are you?
What's up in Santa Cruz?
A couple days ago, I woke up with a paralyzed right side of my face, and
okay.
went to the emergency hospital, and they determined that I had Bell palsy.
Bell's palsy, that's what it sounds like.
And what they've done is they put me on steroids and antibiotics. And And I did some research on the Internet, and that's what they say is the safest for the best recovery from it. But I called to find out if there's anything that I could do to help assist my situation. I've got an eye that won't close, so it waters all the time.
Any issues? Did you ever have any problems with herpes or with shingles or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
Well, see, that's why it's kind of interesting to me they would put you on antibiotic. Nobody knows exactly what causes Bell's palsy. For our listeners, Bell's palsy is when you have kind of a paralyzed side of the face and you have problems with your eyes, opening your eyes, and it's pretty miserable, actually, especially when you wake up in the morning with it. It is caused by nobody knows exactly what it's caused by, although some people believe that it's caused by the herpes virus. It's because folks who have shingles a lot of times will get Bell's palsy. The reason it's interesting to me that they're giving you an antibiotic is because, as you probably know, and as most people know, herpes is a virus, and it does not respond to antibiotics. So that's kind of intriguing that they would give you an antibiotic for that. It does go away. You may want to try antiviral medicine. That would be something more along the lines of Zovirax or Valtrex, and those are prescription drugs that you may want to think about.
That's what they're giving me.
They are giving you that?
Yeah, that's what they're giving me.
Okay, so they're not giving you an antibiotic.
No, I'm sorry. I said it incorrectly.
Okay, then that makes more sense. They're giving you the Zovirax. Okay, good. Yeah, if it is caused by that, and again, we don't know for sure if that's what it is, but that will help. It's difficult to treat the infection with nutritional supplements, although selenium has got some very, very interesting antiviral properties. So not only would I be taking and making sure I was getting selenium while you had the Bell's palsy, but I'd be making sure I was taking selenium during the year, just when you don't have the Bell's palsy, just as a regular nutritional supplement. Of course, Longevity's got a wonderful selenium product. You want to take about 600, anywhere from 400 to 600 micrograms a day. That's 2 to 3 capsules a day of selenium. Very, very powerful mineral for helping protect the immune system. You may also want to take other immune boosters. You'll find that you're getting these viral infections, whether they're herpes or shingles or Bell's palsy, all of these immune issues are viral issues when your immune system is compromised somehow. So building up the immune system is very important to protect this, to prevent this from happening. Vitamin C in good doses, 2.5 to 3 milligrams a day of vitamin C, along with your selenium, keeping your sugar down. Zinc is also a very important nutrient for the immune system as well. Well, that's all we got time for today. We covered all kinds of interesting subjects. Talked about xenoestrogens and plastics and Bell's palsy, the digestive system. It's been great being here with you. For Doug Winfrey, for Dr. Wallach, for all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.